Have you ever wondered why traditional parenting advice works beautifully for one child but fails miserably with another? Why your second child seems to operate on an entirely different wavelength than your first? Nurture by Nature offers a revolutionary approach, parenting tailored to each child's innate personality type. Rather than forcing children into one-size-fits-all molds, this framework honors each child's natural temperament, much like a gardener who understands that roses and cacti require fundamentally different care to thrive. This isn't about abandoning structure or discipline, but implementing these elements in ways that resonate with your child's unique personality. When we parent with an understanding of our children's natural tendencies, we create an environment where they can truly flourish, not as the children we imagined having, but as the remarkable individuals they already are. Personality type consists of four fundamental dimensions that combine to create 16 distinct types. The first dimension, extroversion-introversion, EI, describes where children direct their energy. Extroverted children like Miguel process thoughts aloud and feel energized by social interaction. Introverted children like Layla need quiet to recharge, prefer deeper one-on-one interactions, and observe before participating. The sensing intuition, SN, determines what information children naturally notice. Sensing children, about 65% of Americans, focus on concrete details and facts. Thomas needs step-by-step instructions, while Sophia meticulously organizes her rock collection. Intuitive children focus on patterns and possibilities. Emma sees unique shapes and clouds, and Aiden reimagines his toy's functions. Thinking-feeling reflects decision-making approaches. Thinking children like Marcus prioritize logic and fairness, matter-of-factly telling his mother her new haircut looks strange. Feeling children, like Zoe, base decisions on values and emotions, becoming upset at arguments and giving away toys to comfort sad friends. The judging-perceiving, JP, dimension shows how children organize their world. Judging children, like Grace, prefer structure and become distressed when plans change, while perceiving children, like Scott, approach life more flexibly, often getting distracted by discoveries while completing tasks. The combination of preferences across all four dimensions creates 16 distinct personality types in four temperament groups: traditionalists, SJ types, ESTJ, ISTJ, ESFJ, ISFJ, value belonging, responsibility, and security. 8-year-old William, an ISTJ, meticulously organizes his baseball cards, follows rules precisely, and becomes upset when traditions change. Experiencers, SP types, ESTP, ISTP, ESFP, ISFP, value freedom and living in the moment. 6-year-old Sophia, an ESFP, learns dance routines effortlessly, approaches strangers with ease, and lives without concern for tomorrow. Idealists, NF types, ENFJ, INFJ, ENFP, value authenticity, meaning, and harmonious relationships. 12-year-old Emma, an INFJ, keeps a detailed journal, creates moral stories, and becomes deeply distressed by conflict. Conceptualizers, NT types, ENTJ, ENTJ, ENP, INTP, value competence, knowledge, and logical systems. 9-year-old Alex, an INTP, taught himself programming, questions teachers, and designs elaborate theoretical systems. Understanding these patterns provides a roadmap to your child's inner world, helping you recognize their underlying needs and motivations, allowing you to respond in ways that truly connect. When we understand personality type, everyday parenting transforms. Extroverted children need social interaction and process thoughts aloud. When 7-year-old ENFP Jamal struggled with homework, letting him talk through problems while moving improved his focus. Introverted children need solitude and find social events draining. When ISTJ Hannah returns from school exhausted, her parents now give her quiet time before asking about her day, resulting in better conversations. Sensing children benefit from clear instructions and practical applications. 13-year-old ESFJ Michael grasped abstract math concepts when his father connected them to baseball statistics. Intuitive children thrive when imagination is encouraged and learning connects to broader patterns. ENFP Lily embraced piano scales once her teacher linked them to her musical creativity goals. Thinking children respond to logical explanations for rules. When INTP Daniel questioned family rules, reasoning worked, well, because I said so, triggered resistance. Feeling children need emotional acknowledgement before behavioral correction. 6-year-old ISFP Maya responded better to gentle reminders about how her tardiness affected the family than to logical consequences. Children's personality types remain consistent throughout life, but their expression evolves developmentally. During preschool years, parents should honor natural tendencies while gently expanding comfort zones. 4-year-old INFP David became overwhelmed at birthday parties, so his parents prepared him in advance with details about what to expect, arrived early to allow observation time, and created a signal for when he needed breaks. Elementary school introduces structured environments with new challenges. 9-year-old ESTJ Mia excelled at fact-based subjects, but struggled with creative writing. Her parents and teacher provided clear structures, specific prompts, outlines, and examples, helping her apply her natural strengths to this challenging area. In adolescence, personality differences intensify as teens develop greater self-awareness. 16-year-old ENTP Jake's questioning of family rules was initially seen as disrespect. After understanding his personality type, his parents recognized his need for logical explanations. By involving him in creating family policies and explaining rationales, conflicts decreased significantly. His father noted, "We stopped taking his questions as challenges to our authority and started seeing them as his way of processing information." The most profound benefit of type-aware parenting is its impact on children's self-esteem. When children feel understood and valued for their authentic selves rather than pushed to become something they're not, they develop confidence in their natural abilities and a secure sense of identity. NEFJs need their natural diplomacy valued, not dismissed as people-pleasing. INTJs need respect for their independence and original thinking. ESFPs need acknowledgement of their spontaneity and joy. ISTPs need space for hands-on exploration rather than strict adherence to instructions. Type-aware parenting isn't about labeling children, but recognizing their natural strengths while supporting development of less preferred functions. What appears as weaknesses in childhood often become strengths in adulthood. The outspoken thinking girl who challenges authority may become an advocate for justice, while the sensitive feeling boy who cries easily may develop extraordinary empathy as a counselor. The most challenging aspect of type-aware parenting is finding the courage to parent according to your child's needs rather than societal expectations. When your introverted child needs to leave a party early, or your perceiving teen tackles projects in seemingly chaotic ways, pressure to conform to normal parenting can be intense. Trust your understanding of your unique children over generic advice or social pressure. As one mother of an unconventional INTP boy said, "I had to choose between making my son fit in and helping him become who he really is. Once I chose authenticity over conformity, parenting became both easier and more rewarding." This courage to parent differently, to nurture by nature rather than convention, may be the greatest gift we can offer our children. By honoring each child's unique personality, we create not just happier families, but a more diverse society where each person's natural gifts can flourish. In a world that often values conformity, the most powerful act of love is seeing, accepting, and nurturing our children exactly as they are meant to be.